On the show today, we have a wonderful conversation with Elevation's Credit Union's very own Jerry Agnes, talking about their win. They won the Malcolm Baldridge National Quality Award for the second time. So check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page is just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have an award winner in the midst, Jerry Agnes from Elevation's Credit Union. Jerry, how are you, sir?
I'm wonderful, Mike. Good to see you. Thank you.
Good to see you as well. And congratulations on you guys won the Malcolm Baldridge National Quality Award, not only once, but twice. Congratulations on that. Well done.
Thank you. We're very honored and pleased to receive the award a second time. It's just been an amazing time to be a part of Elevation's Credit Union.
Yeah, I've always kind of watched you guys from afar over the years, and you guys are always one of the ones that really kind of push that proverbial envelope as far as member service and technology and leadership and stuff. So you guys, this is obviously a well-deserved award, and it was given to you guys by the U.S. Department of Commerce, and they recognize Elevation's for world-class performance in serving your members. So how does it feel, and what was kind of the foundation here for winning this award?
Well, we began our journey in the last recession, the Great Recession, in the summer of 2008. And really the whole design of the program is to lift up America organizations to compete globally. You know, Malcolm Baldridge was a Secretary of Commerce under the Reagan administration. And that's when we were transitioning from the industrial age to the digital age. And now we're going from the digital age to the cyber age. And it's really important that organizations can operate regardless of what the environment is, the economic environment, political environment. And so they built this program to go out and find and validate organizations that do excellent practices, if you will, across a variety of categories in their leadership and strategy and workforce and operations and measurement analysis and management, knowledge management, and results, ultimately having results in a highly engaged workforce. And so as they go out and validate organizations that perform well across those sectors, then they, if appropriate, award them the only U.S. Presidential Award for Performance Excellence. That's the first part of the act that was signed by President Reagan on August 20, 1987. The second part of the act then is for those organizations to share what they've learned and some of their best practices for other organizations across America to lift up the nation to be competitive globally. That's really the genesis of it.
Right. And that's what credit unions do best. We share and care. So the second part of that award is just kind of in our DNA for sure. So what does it say about your credit union to win it, you know, again, not once, but twice? What does it say about you guys?
Well, I think it does speak to the commitment and dedication of our staff and our board of directors to go down this journey and receive it twice. It's an extraordinary thing. When we talked about this in 1988, I remember we used Jim Collins. I'm a Jim Collins groupie. We used his framework of core ideology and envision future. Core ideology, core purpose, core values, envision future, vision statement, if you will, and a big, hairy, audacious goal.
Oh, yeah.
And our big, hairy, audacious goal was we will win the Malcolm Baldridge National Quality Award. Very bold statement, but it didn't have a date on it. And the reason is it was not if we win the award. It was about this journey of excellence. And I remember telling the board, if we were to ever win it, it may not be while I'm your CEO. It's that long of an endeavor. Mm-hmm. So to have received it in 2014 and then to receive it again, I think just speaks to it's really a testament to the commitment and dedication for excellence for our organization's membership.
Mm-hmm. And doesn't it, when you have a goal like that, and when you want to get when you want to attain a prestigious award like this, doesn't that kind of change your mindset? I mean, you automatically go, okay, this is what we're gunning for. And so it really takes you to another level, I would think, as far as not only in your position, but people working for you and working at the credit union. It really kind of ups your game a little bit, I would think.
Yeah, and I will go back to it. It wasn't about the award. It certainly is nice to get that recognition and validation.
Sure.
But our vision is amazing experiences in raving fans. And the big, hairy, audacious goal of the Baldrige framework
right.
is an accelerant to achieve that vision. And so we're well on our path to providing amazing experiences and creating raving fans.
Oh, you guys, I think you're already there based on what I've heard in the industry, but keep on going, keep on going. Don't let that momentum die for sure. Hey, so what is it? So how has this benefited your creating? Obviously you guys are really attaining this goal that you guys set out to achieve, but how else has it benefited your creating? Because obviously you guys are very well known in the industry for doing really incredible stuff, but how is it like within your community? How are things there?
Yeah. In the big scheme of things, we're doing this for our membership. And there's a variety of ways to measure, if you will, the benefit to our membership. It could be in net promoter scores for member loyalty or share of wallet, share of spend, all of those metrics. We're in the top quartile of the nation in those areas. But that's accomplished through a high-performance culture, an engaged workforce. And our employee engagement is at the 96th percentile of all Gallup clients.
Wow.
And ultimately, it's that high-performance culture, engaged workforce that creates a loyal membership base that buys products and services in abundance right. that then gets to the financial sustainability. So here we are in a year of a pandemic, a recession, and we have the highest employee engagement scores we've ever had. We've had the highest member loyalty scores and share of wallet that we've ever had. And we're recording record profits. And so it's quite extraordinary. And then you top it off by becoming a two-time Baldrige recipient. It's a great year. And so ultimately the whole organization and the community benefit from that.
Yeah, no doubt for sure. And so how does an organization I just want to step back a little bit. How does an organization get considered for an award like this and then let alone win it twice?
Well, it's an arduous process. First, we had to educate the organization of what is the Baldrige framework and why should we go down this path? And so there's a lot of education. And in 2008, that took us 6 to 9 months just to get the organization prepared to say, we want to do this. And then it becomes, Mike, it's just kind of how we do what we do. Mm-hmm. It's not an added on workload. It's not an additional strategy. It becomes how we operate the organization. And it's really that discipline and commitment to that framework mm-hmm. that is that steady progress. Say it this way, the design is to become better today than we were yesterday, and to be better tomorrow than we are today. Yep. That's really what it's about. And it gets embedded in how we do what we do.
Yeah, and then it's just pervasive throughout the organization for sure. And so, are you guys going to be gunning for a hat trick? Are we going for a three-peat, as they say?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, when we received the award, and we got that call on November 10th, 2014, from Secretary Penny Pritzker, our board of directors. The first question they asked in that November board meeting was, "What's next?" And it took us 7 or 8 months to answer that question. And we modified our big, hairy, audacious goal to audacious excellence. P.S. will win the Baldrige again, because it was really all about excellence. It wasn't about the award. Mm-hmm. I can assure you. Let me say it this way. I don't know what our next big, hairy, audacious goal is, but I can assure you that we will be going down the Baldrige framework again. So that is just part of who we are, and that will not change.
And doesn't an accolade like this just give you the confidence to like, hey, you know what, let's really kind of step out of our comfort zone and really keep pushing that proverbial envelope and how we can really better serve our members, even during a pandemic? I mean, is the confidence just must be soaring at your credit union right now?
Yeah, going back to Jim Collins, he speaks of the flywheel effect, and the momentum of that flywheel is turning quite strongly in this organization, and that will continue. And this is a big part of that.
Indeed. And and last question again, it kind of dovetails off of what's next. So what is, can obviously the big, hairy, audacious goal is still out there somewhere for you guys, but how do you keep the momentum going? How do you keep this confidence and this award-winning service going at your credit union?
Well, first of all, we're blessed to have an amazing board of directors and staff of the organization. Secondly, we're also blessed to work in an amazing area. We operate along the Front Range of Colorado, and it's a wonderful place to do business. Mm-hmm. And so when you have a dynamic environment, both externally, if you will, in the marketplace, and internally, that momentum just continues. And it's just, we're blessed with that.
It sounds like it's infectious in a good way, for sure. So indeed. All right, Jerry, anything else to add to wrap up here? Congratulations again. This is such great, great news for you guys and great news for the industry as well, I would think, having a credit union recognized in this area too. So it's pretty
cool. It is good for the industry. Going back to what this is all about is sharing practices. Over the years, we've encouraged other credit unions who are actively embarking on the Baldrige journey. Oh, cool. So it is, I think, remarkable for the industry. Absolutely.
Indeed. All right, Jerry. Well, I'll let you get back to work. You probably have a lot on your plate these days. So
thank you. I want to keep your time.
This is wonderful. Congratulations again. Well done.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And...